You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I can't believe the same team I saw not have an answer for SMU like a few weeks ago. I can't believe that team is about to play for the national championship. They earned it. Credit to them. Tip of the cap. They struggled down the stretch. Again, lost to a garbage Louisville team, with all due respect to Louisville fans out there. They lost to SMU. And we're just okay towards the end of the year in the ACC, and they're playing for the Natty. I love sports.
And
love
earned
it.
Every bit of
and
it.
And earned it, 100%. That's not to discredit them.
They had to beat two really good teams in the college football playoff on their way, including Ole Miss. That game last night was great, by the way.
Wasn't it?
This kid, Trinidad Chambliss, the quarterback for Ole Miss, he is an electrifying talent. Why he wasn't higher considered in draft conversations, I don't understand. I guess the logic is that it was never expected that he was going to go pro. I don't know why that is either. He was trying to get like a sixth year of eligibility in college or something. Mm-hmm. It's a weak quarterback class. Who is advising this person? He should have been in the draft conversation a month ago. I mean, I don't get that. He throws for 277 last night, had a pretty back-breaking run toward the end of the game for a first down for 19 yards as well. But he's got a nice skill set. But Ole Miss ends up losing 31-27. It was back and forth at the end. To Miami, you tip your cap. I've never loved Carson Beck. I don't know what it is about him that turns me off a little bit. But he is a great college quarterback. And he showed it again last night.
Yeah.
Very accurate, big-time throws. Their thumper physical running back, this Brian Robinson-like dude named Mark Fletcher, who wears number 4.
Good luck.
Pile pusher.
Good luck.
22 for a $1.30 last night. The freshman that they've got, I didn't really know this guy that well until I watched him play Virginia Tech. Malachi Toney, who wears number 10. Electric is not a good enough adjective. He is
nuclear.
A completely unique special player. Like, just put him in the NFL now. I know he was supposed to be a high school senior this year. I don't care. He is a water bug who can't be touched in a phone booth. He had 81 receiving yards and a touchdown last night. I love his game. But Miami, man, physical defensively. Reuben Bain, who's a top 10 projected pick that some people want Washington to take. That's not my pick. I think he's going to end up being an NFL defensive tackle. I don't even really see him as an edge. But he was pretty quiet last night, I thought.
I thought so, too. Now, which was telling, by the way, because that, to me, was a great showcase, right? If you can affect that game. I know we'll look at sack totals and go in or out based on that. But that's one of those environments where are you disrupting play after play after play? Are you bothering the opponent? And it felt like I had to keep checking. Is he on the field? Is he not, right?
And it's hard because I think they quick-gamed him a little bit. They doubled him some. They chipped him. They did a bunch of things. But even in the games where he's been awesome, like he had a 3-sack game. I want to say maybe it was against A&M, if I remember. In that game, when you go back, it felt a little bit like the Johnny Newton 4-sack game against Dallas,
mm-hmm.
which is not to take away from either one of those guys. They made plays. But it wasn't like,
instant disruption, leaves a defender, offensive
player in his wake.
Yeah,
it's not like he put a move on a guy and is like diversifying the portfolio with a swim and a rip. And it was like he was in the right spot at the right time and had a good game and played relentlessly and was very, very solid. I like the player. I think he's going to be a good player.
Like at 7, no. At trade back at 16?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's kind of the range. And I'll say it a different way. I'd rather have Arvell Reese from Ohio State. I'd rather have Caleb Downs from Ohio State. I would rather have Sonny Styles if I was to move back from Ohio State. Not all Ohio State guys. I would rather
any other Ohio State players you like? I like Carnell Tate also. Give me David Bailey.
I mean,
Texas Tech first.
David Bailey is my favorite of all those guys right now that I would take in the top 10. But, like, yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at. The other hot take I have on Reuben Bain, and maybe this will end up aging like milk, Akeem Mesidor, the other defensive lineman on that team who wears number 3, He's like the other edge. I actually like him more. And I would rather move back and get him at like 19. Or I don't know where he's going to go. He might go higher than that now.
Yeah.
But those two guys combined for 27 pressures in the games before yesterday. Like the last 2 weeks, I think it was. And then they were kind of non-existent. But that Mesidor guy is really underrated to me. I think he's actually excellent.
That might be one of those steals. Because the other guy gets the headline, he might be one of those steals. I mean, I can't remember the years exactly. But you think of the Texas A&M defense events where Shamar Stewart had like two sacks, numbers approximate, as like a junior or senior, still a first-round pick of the Bengals. Remember years ago, there were four guys off the defensive front from NC State drafted, and it was one of those.
That's right.
I know these other guys got the numbers, but this one guy's going to be a star. So someone might end up being wrong there. But yeah, I haven't done a deep dive on the second Miami defensive end. Is it Mesidor? Is
Mesidor.
The name? I remember seeing him a couple different times, but it never jumped out at me because I was always so focused on. I'm basically making my, or kind of.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cross-referencing it with, here's the big board of all the different people that do it, and now I'm looking for that guy in the field, and he wasn't listed anywhere near as high, but he may be one of those fast risers.
Grant and Danny live from Pupatella Pizza in Chantilly right off Route 50. We'll be here all day long until 6:30 on The Fan. I got to give college football credit, though. I have been very quick to be upset and frustrated by the landscape, and I find a lot of it to be a turnoff right now.
I agree.
But damn if these games aren't good.
That's how they get you. That's how they win.
It's really easy to bash college football. There were a couple of guys sitting down when I got into the restaurant today. It was funny. They didn't even know we were broadcasting from here, but I guess they're listeners. And the guy said, man, you really practice what you preach. You're eating at Pupatella. You guys are always – I said, well, we got a show here today. But they were just having the conversation apparently when I sat down about how much – they dislike the current landscape of college sports, the free agency element, this idea that when players stay, they're re-signing because they're basically just getting more money to stay now.
Yep.
And I agreed with them. I said, yeah, it's not great, Bob. However, these games have been really good.
That's the drug. That's how they get away with it.
Really, I'm not turning off the TV last night, I'll tell you that.
Agreed.
I'm not going to bed as Miami and Ole Miss are exchanging blows
back
in the middle
forth
of the ring.
Yeah, I mean, this is how they get you. Same way with the NFL. They can have whatever kind of cockamamie policy or rule or something that annoys you. But, again, the games are the drug. And the college football in general gets away with it for two reasons. One, again, as you said, the high-level games, when it's good, my God, is it perfect. And you're sort of chasing that forever. But two, these old-school, tradition-based fan bases that are built in with alumni, regions, everybody kind of being on board for it, sort of gives them a built-in, wide berth to make stupid decisions, to have stuff that is eye-rolling to those of us that follow it, where just kind of everything you said, everything from the transfer portal to a coach just goes, yeah, I'll leave my team in the playoffs because I got to start work at the next place that's already paying me. And that's kind of the normal calendar. And there's no rules. There's no governance. There's no CBA. It's just the Wild West. And all that stuff stinks. And yet, I got last night. I got Ole Miss, who probably shouldn't be here. I got Miami, who probably shouldn't be here. Sports, dude. You wanted it to reflect, to a degree, the basketball tournament, which I love so much. It's as perfect a sporting event as we have. Well, there it is, right? An ACC team that from a terrible conference that may or may not have belonged. Ole Miss was what, at best, the fourth best team in the SEC this year? Wire to wire, maybe third, depends. And here they are contending for the national championship. Awesome.
One more thing on last night, and if you're not into college football that much, don't worry, we're getting to the NFL here in a second. This is more of a broad football conversation thing that I'm about to bring up and less about the Final Four in the college football playoffs. But I can't tell you how annoyed I get at the end of games when a throw into the end zone results in the clearest pass interference penalty ever, and it's never called because it's the end of a game. So twofold on this. Number one, I need the officiating of games. While it shouldn't be the exact same on the fourth play of the game as like the last play, I do need you to not just completely throw your whistle to the sideline before the last play. That's number one. And number two, why don't you just tackle a guy in that situation? Has it ever been called one time at the end of a game on a Hail Mary, or in this case, it's like half Mary, because it's not from midfield. It's
from like the 33.
The 30-yard line. It's just a line drive into the end zone. I thought a little bit too flat. Probably need a little bit more air anyway. But it was a very catchable pass back in the end zone. But if you watch the play, Ole Miss is chucking it into the end zone, and the Miami defensive back is pulling the Ole Miss receiver to the ground.
It is the clearest
PI on any other play. If that happens in the third quarter, the early fourth quarter, the first quarter, the second quarter, it's a 15-yard penalty every single time. Because it's not a spot foul in college, and we're just doing it again. But at the end of the game, you basically get to do whatever you want.
Right.
I just think that has always driven me crazy, and I don't know what the right answer is, because you can't bail teams out constantly by calling PIs. And I do think if your normal threshold, let's say, is contact, that's a 7 out of 10 to call a PI, then it probably should be turned up to like an 8 or a 9. But I need,
and that certainly met that.
Yeah, I need what happened last night to not just be, last play of the game, man. No. That's a pass interference penalty, and the game had no chance of being won based on how the DB was defending that receiver.
Totally with you. So here is my rebuttal to your content. I didn't have a good setup phrase there.
You could have just made your point.
I could have just started talking.
But yeah, that's good. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, it's a good thing I do this for a job. In college, I want that more aggressively called because it's 15 yards. In the NFL, it's first and goal at the one. Because it's so punitive in the NFL, I'm okay with a lot more leeway.
Oh, even, that's actually a great point.
Even still, I want it called at least some point.
Because
like,
you're
the,
saying
the mauling that takes place on a Hail Mary is ridiculous and it shouldn't be allowed.
But in the NFL, it's first and goal from the one. You've basically given a team a game.
And there it is. And I don't want that. On a Hail Mary, the whole point is it's a low chance opportunity, right? In college for 15 yards, yeah, I can deal with that. And you make them do it again. It's still a lower percentage play.
Didn't you – I mean, am I wrong? Was that not pass interference?
Oh, it was so – and the poor kid sitting on the ground with his hands up going, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Because he didn't go to the ground by himself.
It also just has – like when it's the last play of this epic. I mean, it's been such a good game. It just – I know if you're a Miami fan, you're like, we're good. Everyone just running.
Run off the field. Let's celebrate.
Let's listen to Michael Irvin make it all about himself for a few days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.